This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Canadian police say 13 people are dead, plus the suspect, after a shooting rampage across the province of Nova Scotia. The suspect was identified as Gabriel Wortman, and authorities say he disguised himself as a police officer at one point and made his car look like a Royal Canadian Mounted Police cruiser. He was arrested by the RCMP Sunday in a gas station in Enfield, Nova Scotia, northwest of Halifax. Police later said he had died. RCMP spokesman Daniel Bryan confirmed that 13 people were killed, as had been the shooter. He also said he could not rule out that the death toll could still rise. Overnight, several homes in the area were set on fire as well. U.S. President Donald Trump says a deal for loans to small businesses suffering economically could be complete as soon as Monday. This is in connection with a slowdown in business from the coronavirus quarantining. He made the statement Sunday at a daily briefing on the COVID-19 pandemic in the United States. Earlier in the day, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, both speaking on Fox News, agreed that the Republicans and Democrats are close to a deal to extend loans to small businesses suffering from drastic drops in business due to the pandemic. Pence, the leader of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, told Fox News on Sunday he believes there are a sufficient number of test kits available throughout the country for any state to move into the first phase of new government guidelines to slowly return the country to work and a sense of normalcy. The U.S. is currently performing 150,000 coronavirus tests a day, but some experts say about 500,000 are needed to help the country return to work. Pence said he thinks the government can reach 300,000 a day. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Coronavirus cases have surged past 3.3 million around the world, with the U.S. seeing steady increases, but some other countries reporting declining numbers. The Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center says over 735,000 cases and nearly 40,000 deaths have been reported in the United States, now the epicenter of the virus that first broke out in China late last year. China on Sunday reported 16 new cases. South Korea, which early this year saw one of the first outbreaks outside of mainland China, reported only 8 new cases. That's the first time the country has recorded a single-digit amount of new cases on a daily basis in months. Some countries have started to ease social distancing guidelines put in place in an effort to contain the virus. WHO head Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus warned Sunday that social distancing should be eased gradually and should not be seen as an end to the epidemic. The WHO also said Sunday there is no evidence that people who have survived COVID-19 are immune to it. While the outbreak in East Asia may be dying down, the virus continues its march through other regions around the world. The United Nations Economic Commission for Africa said the pandemic could claim 300,000 lives in Africa this year. Today is the 25th anniversary of the bombing of a federal building in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, in which 168 people died. Many experts refer to it as the deadliest act of domestic terrorism on U.S. soil. Two U.S. citizens, former Army soldier Timothy McVeigh and his co-conspirator Terry Nichols, carried out the attack on the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building at 9:02 a.m. April 19, 1995. McVeigh was ultimately convicted, sentenced to death, and executed by lethal injection in 2001. Nichols was sentenced to life in prison. Survivors and family members of the victims were not able to gather in person today to mark the anniversary, but former U.S. President Bill Clinton and other prominent people participated in a video tribute that included the reading of all 168 names of those who died. Bandits killed 47 people in coordinated attacks against several farming villages in Katsina State, northern Nigeria, according to the president's office and local police on Sunday. Men on motorbikes carried out organized and simultaneous attacks on the villages, according to a police spokesman. In a statement, the pre-dawn raids Saturday targeted villages in the Dutsenma, Danmusa, and Safana districts. A spokesman for President Muhammadu Buhari confirmed the attack in a statement that condemned the gunmen as bandits. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA.